Time now for your letters. And with that ancient sound of paper being ripped out of the roller of a typewriter, we bring you a couple of comments prompted by Laura Seidel's report last week on self-publishing and e-readers. Comments were about Apple's new iPad and posted on our Facebook page. Nevertheless, Sharon Redgrave complained about their incorporation into publishing. She writes, "There's nothing like having a new book in your hands. The pristine cover, the resistance to holding it open, the pages reluctantly giving way to being fluttered apart, the smell of new paper, bliss." Jason Ryan Baggett says he was reminded of an episode of Star Trek, The Next Generation, in which the crew is seduced by a game designed by aliens trying to take over the ship. He writes, "Only Captain Picard is wise enough to see the game for what it is, a foolish waste of time." Does anyone else see parallels between the iPad, or really any Apple gadget, and the game mentioned above? It's pretty obvious to me. Our interview last week with children's party planner Rod Woodman about a proposed tax on professional clowns prompted a response from John Piotti, the majority leader from the Maine House of Representatives, who says, "We were wrong to suggest that his state is hard-pressed to raise tax revenues. Maine's legislature has passed a comprehensive overhaul to tax laws that lowers income taxes while extending Maine's narrow sales tax base to some discretionary items like hiring a clown for a party. The tax overhaul doesn't result in any additional net revenue. In fact, it lowers the overall tax burden on Maine residents by tens of millions of dollars. This historic tax overhaul is on the ballot for repeal before it ever takes effect, and opponents are using these kinds of cheap shot sound bites to confuse the public and divert attention from the bill's merits." After all that, thanks for all the compliments for our interview with Jacob Dylan about his new CD. Michael Reed posted this on our website. Yet another wonderful interview spiced with wonderful music from happy people who love what they do for its own sake. So much unreasoning hatred, bitterness, and strife that must be reported. It's great to have a break. Something sinister's got you the minute you open the door. Battle songs filling their lungs. Move them out. Love to hear from you. Send us an email by visiting npr.org and clicking on Contact Us. You can also reach us on facebook.com/NPR Weekend or on Twitter at NPR Weekend. I tweet at NPR Scott Simon, all one word. This world is crazy, oh, maybe she's holy, rulers for love. This world is crazy and making us holy, rulers for love. This is NPR News.